Sally, what do you believe is the number one issue in Chapel Hill that needs to be addressed?
I think we have a combination of issues that our citizens are letting us know about, and it's this cluster of issues that have to do with growth and our tax base and how we can keep sustaining ourselves and our values as we experience pressures of budgets and of growth.
And how, in a general sense, do you intend to address that and other issues as they come up?
Well, of course, one of the issues that we are facing that's not a new issue, it's maybe intensified now as it is throughout the country, is the enormous income gap that we have between the very wealthy and the very poor, which is growing in Orange County as well as nationally. So more than ever, one issue that I have worked for two terms on is very important, and that's affordable housing. And so, for example, your listeners should know that on Wednesday night, Donna Bell and I will be presenting a draft affordable rental housing strategy that she and I have been working together with a group of citizens on a mayor's committee over the summer. And so we have a number of recommendations that are going to come forward. One has already been presented to the council for the first time, and that is a low-income housing tax credit project for which we will potentially give 10 acres of town land to a nonprofit from Raleigh called DHIC, which is in the business of providing that type of housing. It would be about 140 new units for people of income levels of 60% of the average area median income or lower, including about half of them for senior citizens. We have other ideas that will be presented, including dedicating perhaps a penny of our tax dollar to affordable housing, because we realize that this is a problem that's not going to solve itself. We can do some things to make regulation easier for providers of affordable housing. We still need to hang strong with our community home trust and the 200 plus homes it has provided, which are very valuable to the community. But this is a time when we need to look at all kinds of creative solutions for that problem.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Town Council candidate Sally Green. How, as a member of the town council, are you going to make sure that all the voices of Chapel Hill are heard?
Well, the Chapel Hill 2020 process really set a new standard for that. And as you know, it's two co-chairs, George Sanciello and Rosemary Waldorf, won awards. The whole process has won awards for the very inclusiveness that it gained by reaching out to new forums. We had events that happened on buses, in bars, in community locations. That's the kind of thing we need to do more of, is going to people where they are. We can talk a lot about social media and using the computer and all that, but there's nothing like retail politics. There's nothing like meeting people where they are. And the work that, for example, the Jackson Center does in Northside, that Empowerment does in Northside, where they are invested for the long term in a community that has not historically had a strong voice in Chapel Hill, that is very important because it builds a network of trust. And we need to do more of that. We need to engage other groups like Justice United, church groups, community groups. We need to be in the community. Council members need to be in the community, and I pride myself on having done that and will continue to do that.
And what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
I have two terms of successfully making pledges and following through on them. That's one thing. And largely that has to do with housing. I ran in 2003 on a platform of we need to regularize our process of gaining affordable housing in housing developments that are the ownership model, and we now have an inclusionary zoning ordinance. Raised the issue in 2003 that I heard from the community that we need to have a serious conversation about homelessness, and we now have the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness. No one person does these things alone, but I think that I have the ability to listen to what the community is interested in what our goals and aspirations are, and trying to make them real. So I followed through on particularly the housing interest. I also am a strong advocate for the public library. I was on a small council committee that successfully negotiated with the county board of commissioners to get a 37% increase in the county's contribution to our operating costs, and that's on a scale that is predicted to go up every year. So I'm someone who is going to do everything I can to understand what the community is interested in, the problems the community is interested in solving, and do my homework and do my community work to reach out and find solutions.